finally, we get to the passion narrative, and we have the great irony of Matthew's gospel, where the people of Jerusalem say, "May his blood be on us and our children." And it's this two-sided, terribly ironic saying, where on the one hand, that's exactly what you should be saying. You should want the blood of the Messiah to cover you. All that stuff from the Old Testament, Moses sprinkling the blood of the Passover lamb on everybody, that's what this is supposed to be. That's what you should be praying for the blood of the Christ to cover you and your children. But, of course, they mean it in a wicked way. They mean it that, yes, we want to kill this person because he's no darn good, and let his blood be on us and on our children. We will take the credit for this murder. And as Matthew himself of the Jewish nation, he sees this, you know, incredibly ironic thing that the people said historically, and he highlights it in his text so we understand the spiritual meaning behind it.